Live from the Walker Community Room inside the Fayetteville Public Library.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And this is a special Fayetteville Roots Festival edition of Ozarks at Large. Ladies and gentlemen, the Steel Wheels.
Me and my mind starts to stray, but my hand will keep steady. There's a path through the storm, and I'm a long way from forgetting what I have back at home. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm coming home to you. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm coming home to you. Thousands of miles, hello, goodbyes, hundreds of telephone calls, no surprise. But we take on the morning with a flame and a blade. Honey, I'll be there for coffee. You can cut the bread you made. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm coming home to you. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm coming home to you. But I'm all the way, I'm all the way, I'm all the way in love with you. Yeah, I'm all the way, I'm all the way, I'm all the way in love with you. Silence, you never tell me to keep still. And I always try to dance like you, but I never will. Yeah, my legs keep tired. Halfway to heaven, I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm coming home to you. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm coming home to you. I'm almost halfway to heaven. I'm coming home to you.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Trent Wagler, Jay Lapp, Brian Dickel, Eric Brubaker, Steel Wheels.
You got it. Thank you.
Well, welcome to the Fayetteville Public Library. Thank you guys so much for being with us today. I had the pleasure of, and some of you guys here in the studio audience probably saw them last night at the Garner's Home.
Yeah. What a performance that was.
Yes, the sort of kickoff concert for this weekend. And the first thing that you notice about this group is the harmony is just beautiful. And what I don't understand is, you guys aren't related, correct? Nobody's related to anybody?
Nobody's officially related that we know of.
That you know of. Well, as of right now. So how do you guys find people whose voices will work well together? I mean, is that really difficult to find other musicians you can work with?
Good luck.
Yeah. I think we lucked into it. I think Jay's right. We didn't put out ads in the local paper of saying we need a fiddle player who has a great bass voice, or a mandolin guitar player who can sing all over the range, or a bass player who can sing great harmonies. We lucked into it. And so, but over time we realized that, yeah, things, the ranges of the voices definitely fit well together. And so it's a lot of fun to be able to write and arrange for these four voices.
You tour together as a band. That's not unusual, but you have done tours where all the transportation's been done on bicycles.
Yes.
How did that start, and how many instruments do you have with you on those tours?
Well, Trent had a harebrained idea, and for the first tour, we just traveled as a duo, and I'll let Trent elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, we were in a conference called the Folk Alliance Music Conference, which is an annual sort of trade show for folk musicians to stay up really late and play music to each other. And they were talking about different ways you could green your touring. You know, we're trying to get to the roots, as in this festival as well, of, you know, so much of this music has good ties to local food movements and to other, you know, endeavors, including cycling and making your downtown a more bikeable community. All those things really tie in, and then us folk musicians come driving in our vans, you know, and go off to the next town. And so afterwards, Jay and I were talking, and we were like, how can we do this? You know, we're going to get a veggie oil van, you know, and do everything on veggie oil. And I said, well, you know, that's all a lot of work. If we just could bike to every show, we wouldn't be using any fossil fuels, you know. And so it started as a joke, and then we decided, why not at least give it a try 1 week out of the year? It's kind of our bike to work week. And for us, that means biking to work, as in the touring, by way of bike.
And would that tour allow all the instruments?
Yeah, how many instruments? That's right. Yeah. Well, that first year we took, I guess, three instruments between the two of us, between Jay and I. But last year, when the whole band toured, we had, let's see, I had two instruments, Jay had two instruments. So we had six instruments total between the four of us, and that includes the upright bass. There's no cheating. Brian over here on the bass doesn't get to suddenly play a lightweight electric bass. He pulls along the big upright.
And there's no support vehicle either, so we're just kind of out there exposed to whatever happens.
That's impressive.
It's a real adventure, yeah.
Well, on Saturday, you guys are actually going to be riding bikes around here. Are you going to be dragging your bass with you there as well?
No,
I will not be taking my bass.
Okay. And actually, everybody who wants to can join you guys, can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, this year we are trying to broaden it a little bit to having one-day bike events in different parts of the country when we're out playing. Part of that is fun for us. It's a great way to meet local people and see what biking initiatives are happening locally. And we knew Fayetteville had a lot going on, and we were going to be here for a couple days. So, yeah, we're going to meet it. I gathered around 7:30. Ah, that seems so early, but we're taking off at 8 from Lewis and Clark, I guess?
Yes.
And those are two streets, right?
Don't look for the intersection.
It's actually a building.
Okay, so Lewis and Clark, you know better than I do probably out there in radio land where that is, but we're taking off at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a road ride. All four of us will be there. We'd love to say hey to you, and it'll be a fun ride. Nobody's racing in this particular manifestation of bicycling.
And do you know how long, how far?
8 to 10 was what we were told, and it could be 25 miles or so, maybe. we're not discriminate as long as we can get on the road at 10. We have to go on to another town after that. So,
Eric,
Yes.
You built your house. Is that correct?
I did. Yeah.
Tell me about building a house.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we were touring, and the guys were so gracious to kind of give me a year hiatus, and I did play with them on occasion, but most of the time I was building my own house. I did a lot of the work. I had some help from family and friends, and it was just something I wanted to do to, you know, get my own hands into the building of my house. I have a young family, and so it was a way that I could really give something, you know, a root for my family there in our hometown. So that I'm, you know, happy to have that done and be back on the road with the guys again now. So.
Which is harder, touring or building a house?
I don't know, physically or no. It's they both have their challenges, but yeah, it's completely different.
And you guys, I want to touch on your most recent album, "Lay Down, Lay Low." Right? Yes. Yep. The title track you guys actually performed for us last night, and you told a lovely story about the story behind that song. Would you mind sharing that with the audience?
Sure. A good friend of mine named Keith has been a fan of the band and a friend of the band for a while, and he told me the story of a number of years back when he found his way to the New River Gorge in West Virginia, and there's a beautiful bridge over that gorge. And he was at a time in his life when he was at a very much a low point, and he had been victim to child abuse as a child, and that kind of haunted him through the rest of his life and continues to be an issue he deals with. But at that time, he was dealing with it mostly through alcohol and through other ways of medicating himself. And he said that when he would have these flashbacks about being abused as a child, he would experience something that I guess a lot of traumatized people experience, where he called it falling up, but he said he would sort of fall out of his body and be up on the ceiling as if he could see everything from a third person's perspective, and he was replaying these events in his mind. And he said he wanted to go out to that bridge at the New River Gorge, and he wanted to finally just fall down and fall once and for all and never have to fall up again. And I thought that was by itself was a very poetic image, nonetheless. I mean, a very haunting thought that you would do that. But he went out there that night. It was 2 a.m, and he couldn't see the water, but he could hear it. And he stood out there on the bridge for quite some time. And the things that went through his mind, and the wind that blew, he finally decided to step off the bridge and go back to his pickup truck and drive back home and start making that slow journey towards some form of healing, I guess. And I just thought that story was so powerful on so many levels, and for years I've wanted to write a song for him. And actually, Jay, our mandolin player here, Jay, wrote the tune and sent it to me. And said, "Hey, I've got this instrumental. I think there could be lyrics to this." And he had called it "Lay Down, Lay Low" just as an instrumental. And then that started to get my mind sort of churning, and I wrote lyrics to it, and we put it together and thought it was a good through line for the album.
It's a beautiful song, and it's on the new album. Do you have CDs here today with you, or you will at Walton Arts Center for sure?
We will for sure, yes. Yeah, we sort of pulled in and hopped out of the van and hopped up on stage, so we don't have them exactly right here yet.
But you can find them also online. You have,
absolutely. Right. TheSteelWheels.com is where you can find us and all of our endeavors.
House builders, bicycle riders, performers. Could you play one more song for us?
Why don't we? Yeah, we're going to do a little a cappella song for you here.
There's a rain coming down in the valley. We're gonna wash in the river so deep. Well, there's a rain coming down in the valley. Oh, Lord, there ain't no devil going where I go. Ain't no devil going where I go. Ain't no water gonna bring me down. There ain't no devil now. Gather up the rain coming. There's a rain coming down. Meet me out at the edge of town. There's a rain coming down. Tell everybody that the water's rising. There's a rain coming down. You think it's it's tame, but it'll put you in the ground. There's a rain coming down. Well, there's a rain, coming down, in the valley. We're gonna wash in the river, so deep. Well, there's a rain, coming down, in the valley. Gonna bring me down. There ain't no devil now.
I love all my children here.
There's a rain coming down, like the roots that grow in the river for the tree. There's a rain coming down. If you get there before I do, there's a rain coming down. Tell what the water couldn't take from me. Tell what the water. Oh, there's a rain coming down in the valley. We're gonna wash in the river so deep. Well, there's a rain. Bring me down. There ain't no devil now. There ain't no water gonna bring me down. There ain't no devil now.
Thank you so much.
Steel Wheels, thank you very much. Thank you. If you're going to do your first live show in 22 years, make sure Steel Wheels opens the show. That's the lesson learned here. The KUAF website giveaway is offering a ticket subscription to Theater Squared 7th Season. You've got about 5 minutes to take advantage of this. One winner will receive 2 season tickets plus an overnight stay at the Dixon Street Inn. Theater Squared productions this season include Next to Normal, Sons of the Prophet, and more. The drawing takes place in a few minutes right here during this live Ozarks at Large. Registration, more information for you procrastinators available at KUAF.com.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now inside the Community Walker Room at the Fayetteville Public Library is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hey, Antoinette, there's all these people here.
I know, and they just applauded for you.
That's kind of scary. This is not like doing it in the studio. But every week we talk about what else is going on in Northwest Arkansas, and this week we're going to talk about music. Now, anytime I talk about music, I'm relying on the expertise of our music writer and blogger, Kevin Kinder, who's hiding in the back of the room. So applaud him.
And for once, if we have questions, we can actually just ask him.
There's an idea. So the Frisco Festival starts today in Rogers. It's the 28th annual event, and playing tonight there are the Daryl Brooks Band, a mix of Motown, R&B, and soul, followed by Boom Kinetic. Arkansas also plays Saturday night, and hours for the festival, which also includes a car show, kids activities, and more, are 5 to 10 today and 6:30 in the morning to 11 tomorrow. Now, as part of an extensive tour, a Fayetteville resident is coming home. He's a University of Arkansas graduate, and his name is Boris Silva. He'll be back for a show tonight at Teatro Scarpino in Fayetteville. He recently opened for, help me, Antoinette.
Bachata.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Star Prince Royce. And he will play original compositions and salsa, merengue,
cumbia.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And reggaeton tunes. This is his first performance in the area in more than a year. And if you go at 9 o'clock, you can get a free salsa lesson.
Maybe I should stop by. I mean, I've been meaning to get some salsa lessons. I went to a wedding last week, and I definitely need some salsa lessons.
Yeah, let me know if you do that. Not because I'll come, but just let me know.
Okay.
There's a band called Zesso playing at Neumeyer's Rib Room in Fort Smith tonight. They are a Led Zeppelin tribute act. Most of the people in the room are old enough. That's all I need to say.
And Neumeyer's Rib Room, is that in Fort Smith?
It's in Fort Smith. Showtime's 9:30, and admission is $17. We have not yet run the gamut of music. Saturday in Fort Smith, Rock the River is happening at their downtown arts center. It's a benefit for Hannah House, a charity that helps pregnant and troubled young women. And one of the headliners is San Antonio-based Abandon. This is a Christian music show. They're known for songs like Hero, Feel It in Your Heart, Hold On, and Live It Out. Also performing, Disciple, Hawk Nelson, Sean McDonald, Trent Monk, and Shaken, plus local musicians. Show start at 12:30, and tickets are $25 at the door. Now, a couple of other things if you're not musically inclined, like I'm really not.
You like music.
I do. I just don't really understand music.
You like Trout Fishing in America.
That's because I'm still a child.
That works.
Okay. Now that we've established that, on Saturday, there's a home tour in Bella Vista. I like those.
You like those.
Five participating homes from 9 to 5 Saturday. You have to call for directions, 855-2277. That's $12. Artist Denise Lanuti. I like her, too. She makes pretty beads. And she's going to be the featured artist at the museum store at Crystal Bridges tomorrow. Her show will be up from 10:30 to 6. Toucan Jam.
They might be here right now. Hi, guys.
Yeah, hi, guys. Performing at 2 tomorrow at the Bentonville Library, and Family Sunday from 11 to 5 at Crystal Bridges in Bentonville. Donna, what time are your shows Sunday?
Kelly?
Sunday?
2 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? 1 o'clock.
Sometime Sunday afternoon at Crystal Bridges.
Show up early and you won't miss it.
And 2 o'clock Saturday at the Bentonville Public Library. And if you love bugs, the little cute humpbacked kind, not the others, it's VW weekend in Eureka Springs, car show, parade, and a chance to meet lots of crazy people who still have Arlo Guthrie's VW microbus. And that's it until Sunday.
Excellent. I know Christina Thomas, our own Christina Thomas, is going to VW Weekend, so she can tell us more about that.
Excellent.
But she'll be back to talk to you on Sunday to tell us what else is going on.
Good times.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Thank you, Becca. Support for KUAF comes from the McMichael Lecture Series presenting Carolyn Briggs tomorrow at 6 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville. Briggs will speak about the film Higher Ground, inspired by her memoir, This Dark World. Reception begins at 6 p.m., the film at 6:30, with a brief question and answer session to follow. She will also offer a 10 a.m. forum on Sunday morning. More information at stpaulsfay.org or 442-7373. And support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, the Springdale and Rogers Morning News, the Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, offering dedicated and comprehensive election coverage at nwavote.com and a political, business, and entertainment blog at online at nwasource.com.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And joining us now is David Lewis. Trying not to trip you here with these cords. Chef at Brick House Kitchen in Fayetteville. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And you're also here representing Feed Fayetteville.
I am indeed.
Can you tell us a little bit?
I will try. Yes, Feed Fayetteville is an organization that we started last year under the tutelage of Hershey and Denise Garner to deal with hunger and food insecurity in our community.
Well, you guys, like you said, you started a year ago, and so in this last year, what all have you guys been able to accomplish?
We have been building relationships with other individuals and groups who have been working in the community for years to help make their lives easier in doing the work that they're doing, to sort of shine spotlights on what they're doing, but also then to develop some new programs for ourselves. We're partnering with two Head Start programs in our community, doing community gardens, so the children have a chance to sort of watch the whole process of food happening, from turning over the soil to planting seeds to harvesting crops, and then getting to eat them on site during their regular life during the day. We also have a SNAP program. A SNAP garden program, actually, as part of the Walker Park community garden program where people who qualify for SNAP benefits can actually purchase seeds and plants as part of that benefit okay. program. And so we have set up a couple of plots at the community garden and are helping to teach them how to develop their own sense of food security, again, working from seed, plant, ground, and up. And then we're also, you know, trying to educate, you know, as many people as we can, not just about the issues of hunger in our community. You know, Washington County now ranks number 3 in Arkansas in terms of child food insecurity.
Wow.
Behind Pulaski and Benton County.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one whole set of issues. But then the other is not just trying to get food to those people who are hungry, but nourishing and nutritious food as well. So raising the awareness not only of the issue, but how can we attack the issue in an intelligent way so that people are getting good calories into their own personal food systems.
Okay. And you're here because Feed Fayetteville is a nonprofit that benefits from the Roots Festival.
That is absolutely correct, and what an extraordinary thing to get to be part of.
But you're also here representing Brick House Kitchen, because not only does the Roots Festival celebrate music, but it also is a celebration of food.
Absolutely, and two things that should just be enjoyed together. Period.
Right. So Brick House Kitchen is involved, but other restaurants are as well.
That's correct. Jeremy Gothrop from Greenhouse Grill, Bill Lyle from Ellis. We have been cooking all week to present food last evening at the kickoff party, and we will all be retailing food at the Walton Arts Center for the rest of today and tomorrow while the events continue there.
And look forward to eating a lot of local food.
I hope so, yeah. And I know what's been coming just through our kitchen, thanks to Bill and Jeremy's efforts in collecting, you know, local things. And our hallway has been piled up with the most beautiful, beautiful things. And there are some extremely talented young men there who right now are finishing up some really cracked out things to take this afternoon.
Yummy. Can you tell us about some of the items we'll find on the menu?
Yeah, I would love to. So we have Rose from Mason Creek Farm showed up at our doorstep on Monday afternoon with 50 pounds of ground pork. And we have turned that into a handcrafted chorizo that we're going to be serving on top of a bed of roasted sweet potatoes from Dripping Springs Gardens that we've pureed with a little chipotle. And we're topping that with a homemade salsa of roasted peaches from A&A Orchards in Berryville, a little bit of cilantro, a little bit of lime, a little bit of purple onion, and a whole bunch of roasted peppers from Tricycle Farms that are amazing. And we're going to throw in just a little bit of fresh cucumber from Sarah Pauly also, just because you need a little crunch with your taco.
Of course. Behind the audience, there's a sign that says Edible Ozark and Stuff.
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
And there's a little salad on there just in this picture that we sort of threw together at Brick House Kitchen on Sunday so that we could share sort of our view of what Edible Ozark and Stuff might taste like,
okay.
you know, in the upcoming years. This is another project being championed by Feed Fayetteville. We've actually, our parent organization has purchased the edible franchise for Northwest Arkansas. And so we will be going to press next year with the first issue of a fabulous food magazine based on what's happening in the food world right here in our community.
Great.
Yeah, so exciting. So exciting. So exciting.
So Feed Fayetteville's mission is to help end hunger. When you're tackling such a big subject as hunger, I mean, it's been going on for quite a long time, how do you even begin to approach that?
Well, I think the first thing that you do is invite some really, really smart, intelligent people who are active in the community to sit at the table together and talk, because it's not an individual issue. It's an issue about community. And I think from those discussions, then, there is the opportunity first of all, sort of assess what the huge needs are in the community, and then to start connecting the dots between those needs and start illuminating a network of people who are working in all of the levels of the food system, from growers to distributors to consumers to secondary producers. So that we get a much stronger sense of how it is that we can work together as a community to build a sustainable food network that's not only building our local sort of agricultural system, but building a community that gets nourished on each of those levels.
How can people get involved?
Feedfayetteville.org, contact information. Call us, write us, sign up, be a volunteer, be a participant. Join the Edible Oz Arkansas fan club that we're building, and an editorial club that we're building.
Is there anything else that we should know?
Well, we're going to all be at the Roots Festival all weekend, with lots of tasty things to eat, I hope, as well.
You hope?
I hope. Well, I hope that I actually get to eat some. You know, the hardest part for us is that we're in the kitchen.
Right.
You know, so I left the party last night right after the food got put out and went back to the kitchen to cook some more. So I hear that it worked out well last night. So I'm assuming that the same thing is going to be happening tonight. So.
Well, we'll see if we can't save a plate for you so you get to try something.
I appreciate that so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for your time, David.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Katie Henriksen.
Katie hosts Of Note every day from 11 until noon on KUAF. Also, now on Sunday nights,
KUAF Sunday Symphony Show from 7 to 9.
Because you can play an entire symphony in two
yes.
hours. Sometimes more than one.
Sometimes three. Yeah.
This week, just one, though.
Just one. Epic.
Yeah. Epic. One of the longest symphonies ever.
Yes.
That's Sunday nights at 7. You also get to spread some good news because we have a winner for the Theater Squared.
Yes, our winner is Jill Seawald of Fayetteville. She's won the Theater Squared season tickets and an overnight stay at the Dixon Street Inn, yes?
Yes. So, Jill, congratulations.
Congratulations.
You'll see all four shows. Thank you very much, Katie.
Thank you.
When I was young, I used to watch Let's Make a Deal. I liked Monty Hall a lot. And the reason I like Monty Hall is because he always got to say there was something big behind door number one.
Exactly. Or two.
Or three. But sometimes there was a mule. You didn't want the mule. This is Brian Hembree.
Hello, everybody.
Three Penny Acre.
Thank you.
The co-founders. Thank you. Of the Roots Festival.
Yeah, we're really pleased to be here. This is a great day to get to do this live Ozarks at Large, and thank you for having us, Kyle. Thank you, KUAF. And Kyle, you know, you always tend to surprise your guests with great questions.
Uh-huh.
So I want to surprise you today.
Okay.
Our second artist that's going to appear on the live show today is just about ready to go, and he is our headliner tonight at the Walton Arts Center. Grisman Folk Jazz Trio will be here in just a moment with his son Sam Grisman and Jim Hurst. It's a real treat. They're going to join us live on the radio and play some songs and talk about their set tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know, and everyone in the audience and out there in radio land. So tune in, call your brother, call your sister, call your neighbor, and all the other people that were named in that Steel Wheels song.
That's right.
And make sure they listen to the radio.
That's right.
And we want to... We also want to take the moment to thank the Fayetteville Public Library.
Yes.
They've been instrumental in making this happen. We brainstormed, the Fayetteville Roots Festival, KUAF, and the Fayetteville Public Library brainstormed this idea of really making the Walker Room a community space during the festival, including the idea of a live broadcast. We had great support from David Johnson and the rest of the library staff, and we're really appreciative to them. I think there might be a little bit more of this in the future. We're just going to have to see.
Let's hope so.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, everybody, without further ado, we want to introduce to you David Grisman, Sam Grisman, and Jim Hurst of the David Grisman Folk Jazz Trio. They're going to be coming out and setting up on the microphone. We want to tell you they are the headliner tonight at the Walton Arts Center at the main stage of the Fayetteville Roots Festival. They are playing from 9:15 until 10:45. If you don't have tickets, there are some available. We invite you to come up. Please welcome David Grisman Folk Jazz Trio. While they're setting, I want to mention their new CD. This is a great CD, David Grisman's Folk Jazz Trio. It will be available at the Walton Arts Center, and one of the special things we do at the Fayetteville Roots Festival is offer 100% of merch to the artists. Oftentimes an artist will travel a long way, bring all their instruments, and then the venue will say, we need 20% of all sales. We pride ourselves on the fact that we give 100% of merch to artists. So we really do implore you, if you're out at a venue this weekend, please take the opportunity to visit the merch table and give your money to the artists, because they really do deserve it.
Okay. When we move this, kind of this mic kind of center. Okay. Move this mic kind of center.
This has been a free show. There is more free music tomorrow, Farmers Market.
That's correct. We have a great stage that will start up tomorrow. The start time is 8:30 on Block Avenue at the Farmers Market. That entire block of there at the square will be closed down. We'll have five artists. We'll also have two artists at the Jam and Java stage. And that's completely free. So if you are listening and you're saying to yourself, you know, I don't know that I can afford the ticket, but I do want to enjoy a free show, please come out and enjoy yourselves. There will be 3,000 other people visiting the veggies that morning.
Yes.
And they actually are going to have a root vegetable carving contest. And so, you know, you can come and carve a root vegetable. I don't know what the winner receives, but all right. Without further ado,
okay, we're starting with, yeah, I think we're good.
The David Grisman Folk Jazz Trio.
Well, good morning. I'll tell you, we're going to feature each member of the trio. We're going to start with the youngest member, young man I've known all his life, my son, Sam Grisman, plays the bass, and he's going to do an old time mountain song called "I'll Rise When the Rooster Crows."
I learned this one from the late great Doc Watson.
Get up in the morning and shine up my shoes, go down to the station and lose my blues. I'm gonna get me a ticket on a southbound train, I'm gonna home again. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the dirty crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hollow, down where the sugar cane grows. Slippers that we hear so much about, were worn down here, they'd soon wear out. And when we get up to heaven, we can try on the robe and try on the golden shoe. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hollow, down where the sugar cane grows. Cause you can't take money to buy your way. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hollow, down where the sugar cane grows. Cider all the fall, where the ducks chew tobacco and the geese drink wine. The old hen cackles while the rooster keeps the time. All rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hollow, down where the sugar cane grows.
Pick it, Doc.
All dead. I'd sit in a corner with a hung down head. And if I'm married, all it won't be for riches. I'll get me a fat gal who can't wear my britches. All rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows.
I'm going back south where the sun shines hollow down where the sugar cane grows. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the jay crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hollow down where the sugar cane grows.
You are listening to a live edition of Ozarks at Large at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Well, thank you so much. I guess they'll feature me on this. Although I should introduce this guy. He's an amazing guitar player and singer. And it's great to have him in this little trio here. And it's always a kick in the pants for me to get to play with this guy. Jim Hurst on guitar. We'll let Jim sing one right now and play one. What do you got for the good folks here?
I got to find one to know.
Didn't intend for this to be like the Doc Watson tribute hour, but this is a good time to do this because we lost him about a month ago. And I would love to say thanks to Doc for all of his influence. Actually, this is not a Doc Watson tune, but I heard it from him first. It's a song that was written by Skip James. And we recorded this on the Folk Jazz Trio album. And we'll have some fun with this. Hopefully, I'll remember the words. Said I'd rather to be buried in some cypress grove than to have a contrary woman you never can control. Well, I'm going to town, honey, baby, don't you want to go? I said I'm going to town, honey, baby, don't you wanna go? You know I can't go back home. Some people wanna kill me, sure. Getting slow. and you're just getting ready for some old cypress grove.
David Grisman Folk Jazz Trio. How about that?
Jim Hurst.
Yeah. Well, you're hearing just a little bit of what you're going to hear tonight, the Fayetteville Roots Festival, main stage at the Walden Arts Center. It all starts at 2 o'clock, but David Grisman Folk Jazz Trio takes the stage at 9:15. There are still tickets left. There's a great student discount. You can get a student ticket for $20 walk up at the box office. So if you're a university student or a high school student and you're listening, we really would love you to come out. We really appreciate you being here, David. It's been a while since you've been to Fayetteville. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. This is a lot of fun. We'll do one more for you. This is, this CD project that we did is mostly about all Americana type music, ranging from Stephen Foster to Les Paul. And I thought, well, I might as well have one of my tunes on there. And we started recording a tune I wrote about 40 years ago, and it just wasn't happening. So I said, maybe I should write a new tune for this. I went into my office and came out with this little swing thing. So
came out 3 seconds later.
And this actually is going to be featured in a new book a friend of mine just wrote called Mandolin for Dummies. But of course, you know, there's nobody smarter than the person who admits that they're dumb. So check it out if you're interested in mandolin playing. I'm sure there's a whole chapter on my music. So I guess that says it all. But if you can't get a hard copy of this CD, you can download it immediately. Go out into the lobby and get on your iPhone. And it's acousticoasis.com. It's available there. And so this is Swing Thing. Thanks for having us here. And we'll see you tonight, hopefully. Thank you.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
Jim Hurst. Sam Grisman.
David Grisman.
Good job.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Wow. Thank you. Quick poll, first live show. Thumbs up. We're going to be leaving the air soon, but those of you here, we're not done here. We're going to have some more music, some more conversation, and some giveaways, brand new CDs.
Yes, and those of you listening on the radio right now, you can catch what's happening right now later this evening at 7 o'clock.
Thanks to Kelly Mulholland so much for setting this up.
Thank you, Kelly.
Brian Hembry and Threepenny Acre, thank you very much. Timothy Dennis, thank you very much for keeping us on time.
Pete Hartman for running the board for us.
Yes, Pete Hartman, our operations.
Joel Garner for helping us with technical things.
And of course, our guest, Steel Wheels, thank you very much. David Grisman, Folk Jazz Trio. David Lewis. Becca Martin Brown.
Yes, thank you, everybody. And thank you to the audience for being here today. Thank you very, very much. A listener-supported service of the Department of Journalism and Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas. This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith, Ozark.
All right. Thank you all. Stick around here. We've got some more performances. Thank you, Antoinette.
Thank you, Kyle.
This is a special live Friday evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Okay, full disclosure, not quite live, but recorded as if live.
Earlier today.
That's right. Walker Community Room at Fayetteville Public Library. Roots Festival edition. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Wagner.
Swirl in the middle of the blacktop lake, where the ships sink slow in their own low wake, where every pilgrim is a pirate of another man's sea, with a love that's as good as bad can be, with a love that's as good as bad can be. Between the here and the now, he'd almost given up the search. He found a fast food savior in a supermarket church. He said, I'll hold you close and set you free, with a love that's as good as bad can be, with a love that's as good as bad can be. On a red hot stove in a flash of pain, in that torrent of sleet and that salt water rain, I'm in as half as little but as least as much as the eastbound freight to the morning sun. The tires say a prayer for the road at night, but we kept on racing towards the red lights. Honey, we're running out of water, so we're living off steam, with a love that's as good as bad can be. Yeah, with a love that's as good as bad can be. And we vanish like bandits on an abandoned street. Hell, the moon went waning for the winter sleep, and I'm half asleep on some eastbound home, without a dream, without a stone. Between the good and the bad, we left nothing at all, so we kept on going till that going got gone. And we both pretend that we ain't lost our dreams, with a love that's as good as bad can be, with a love that's as good as bad can be, with a love that's as good as bad can be. Oh, with a love that's as good as bad can be.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jay Wagner.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
If you want to find out more, you can go to jwagnermusic.com.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Also, CDs at CD Baby and all those places.
Sure, or in my backpack, yeah.
Or his backpack.
Right.
That also works. Now, when we were setting up for the show, you were actually in the Walker Community Room before us doing songwriter's workshop.
I run this songwriter retreat down by the Mexico border by Texas and down by Big Bend National Park called the Crooked Crow Songwriter Retreat, and I was kind of doing what I do there here in the morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because how do you teach someone to write a song? Because it's a real personal thing.
I don't really believe that you can, like, show somebody a form, and that's what the whole idea was.
Sure.
Is that don't have, like, the A form, the B form, and then you have the topic, and then you have the little conclusion, and the
like
person gets the girl. Like, try to get them more write poetry and put that to song rather than write novels and be uber topical, you know, kind of more in the style of, like, Dylan, Cohen, or some of those people.
So if somebody goes to your workshop, what is that kind of like?
It's just, we just kind of learn how to play with words. It's like, as bluegrass musicians would learn to jam, mm-hmm. we would do the same thing, but it would all be based on words. There would be no, like, it won't be, it's really lyrically based, you know? Yeah, it's pretty fun. I don't know how to say it. And plus it's at a hot springs, and there's, like, you know, crows and cacti and happy people. And we have our own dark roasted coffee, because I noticed that goes really good with poets.
All right.
Not that light roasted kind of stuff.
No.
You once worked as a park ranger at Joshua Tree.
I sure did. Yeah, I love that. It was a great time. Yeah.
Was that had, this comes from someone who's not a songwriter, so this could be a silly observation. Was that inspirational for writing?
The park ranger thing, I would say, has more to do with my songwriting than a lot of other things, because, you know, I got so involved with revegetating in the whole national part of a national park, and it was just an amazing experience, because there's such a every time you learn something new, you learn, like, a new vocabulary of all this terminology and all this stuff. And yeah, it was quite an experience. I did a whole record called Desert Needlegrass, because I, you know, was propagating rows and rows and rows of desert needlegrass so we could do something. And so I pretty much just used a lot of state money to write songs while I was propagating and digging holes. And so thank you guys, all of you, for that.
Thank you. Well, you mentioned the record, but your latest record is called Disappear.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you came up with the title?
Well, I just grabbed that from one of the songs. I was trying to think of a name, and everything just sounded like I was thinking too hard. So I just picked one of the tracks off of it. But the whole record is kind of based about, like, people kind of running away, rather running to or running mm-hmm. from. And so I just kind of like that idea. I read a book called Devil's Highway, which is about this people crossing the border and all this stuff that's happening to them. And just everyone going somewhere, trying to get somewhere where there's whatever it is, running from some horrible experience or running to some beautiful thing. And so I just kind of thought the word disappear kind of, plus it's fun to just disappear. You know?
The author of that book, whose name just escaped me, has actually been on this stage before. He was here a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
If I would Fayetteville, like to talk what to if him. Everyone read the same book?
I'd be like, do you mind if I stole some of your lines?
You'll be back around here in Eureka Springs, is that correct, in September?
I sure will be, the Eureka Spring House Concert. And there's, like, a festival that day. I can't remember that festival on Saturday, but
it's September 23rd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I play that Sunday night, and then Saturday they're having some sort of fundraiser or something. I don't know.
The first time I heard about you was from Brian Hembree, Three Penny Acre, and I started reading up, and I noticed that Three Penny Acre has done one of your songs,
uh-huh.
Shannon Wurst, and I said,
uh-huh.
okay, that's high compliments. What's it like to hear someone else put your words into their voice?
That's kind of the main reason I like to write, is I like to also imagine somebody else is singing it, because I just like the writing process more than, I mean, I like playing, it's fun, you know, but I really think it would be great to have other people cover my songs, and so sometimes I write specifically for that, and so I try to be like, how would she phrase it? How would she phrase it? Oh, how would he do that, you know?
Really? Do you have specific people in mind?
All the time, yeah. I don't always tell them, because then they, you know, they think I'm, like, songwriting stalking them or something. But, yeah, I just had a gentleman named Bart Crow, who's a country singer,
mm-hmm.
and he just recorded one of my songs, and it's going to be on September, and he's completely different kind of musical style than I am, but I'm really excited, because that could be really a unique way of describing a song I actually started writing when I was a park ranger about a house that was holding secrets and stuff. And so it's kind of cool.
All right. Still to come on this edition of Ozarks at Large, we're going to give away the CDs. We have Still on the Hill. Mm-hmm. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Jay Wagner.
This is fun. Thanks, guys.
I want to find your laughter, you buried beneath the river, or the smile that you hid. Deep inside your closet, I want to find the forgiveness you planted by these irises. And I want to find that dream you gave away to a stranger, or the poem that you wrote when you're crying in the cafe, or the sad song you sang when you disappeared in the moonlight. So when I find all of you, I'm gonna put you back together, I'm gonna build you strong again, I'm gonna love you in the morning, and if you'll be my darling, oh, I'll be your darling too. Woo. And I wanna find your warmth, you scattered amongst the birch trees, all the love that you kept secret in your basement, for the strength that you laid out, for that autumn rain to wash and wash and wash away. And I want to find that sorrow you left out for the wind to tease, or the fear that you stitched deep inside your pockets. I want to find those stories, darling, that you drowned in a glass of wine. And so when I find all of you, I'm gonna put you back together, I'm gonna build you strong again, I'm gonna love you in the morning, and if you'll be my darling, oh, I'll be your darling too. Find you there, laughing in the cafe, sipping your green tea and telling me a handful of your secrets. I want to find you there, darling, all wrapped up in the wild colors of me. And so when I find all of you, I'm gonna put you back together, I'm gonna build you strong again, I'm gonna love you in the morning, and if you'll be my darling, oh, I'll be your darling too. Yeah, and if you'll be my darling, oh, I'll be your darling too.
Thank you, thank you.
JayWagnerMusic.com. Jay Wagner, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Also, tonight at 11:30, Texas Two-Step Lessons. Right?
Right?
Yeah, I also do two-step lessons.
Tonight, George's.
I know where I'm going.
At 11:30 till 12:30 with Shannon Wurst.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
A couple of notes to, I don't know how.
There you go.
I don't have a desk like I usually do.
Yes.
You'll see these stickers that Feed Fayetteville has put out. This machine fights hunger. You know of Woody Guthrie, and he would have this machine fights fascists on his guitar. So in that spirit, there are these stickers that this machine fights hunger. You put on yourself. But as part of a social experiment during the Roots Festival weekend, there's a this machine, and it's blank.
Blank.
And you can decide what your machine does. And those are available in the back. Okay, let's see.
Giveaway
CDs.
We have a couple here.
Yes, we have a couple of John Prine and some Grisman. Okay, David Grisman's folk jazz trio with Jim Hurst and, of course, Samson Grisman. Right, so we're going to go to the Ceramic Cow.
Yes, it's
this
a real
is
thing,
proof that when we say on the air that we have a ceramic cow, we actually pull the names out of a ceramic cow.
It's a ceramic cow cookie jar that Mark Landon Smith gave us from Arts Life Theater.
All right. Jeanette Bear. Oh, yay, Jeanette! And look at this. She's got last year's Roots Festival shirt on. Congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. What are we going to give away next?
I have a John Prine
seat. Oh, the John Prine.
John Prine?
The singing mailman delivers. Well, I don't want to be the only one bringing good news.
Okay. Okay. Sandra Odom.
Oh, yay! Look at that.
Let's see what other CDs we have.
Yeah, let's give one more away, and then we'll get David Johnson up here.
What other CDs do we have here?
One more CD. We'll give. We've got three more to give away. We'll give one more away right now.
Here.
Okay. Acoustic Oasis, the label. This is Dog, of course. David Grisman plays Bill Monroe.
Okay.
Oh. Ceramic Cow says.
Ceramic Cow says. Vonnie Carcini. There she is.
All right.
Hooray. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Antoinette.
Thank you, Kyle.
More music coming up, still on the Hill. But right now, I'm going to bring up another co-host, Christina Thomas from Ozarks at Large.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you. Last night at the Garner Farm, the kickoff to the Roots Festival, Jim Bloom, who is with Folk Alley. Many of you may know Folk Alley. It's the internet, the web-based 24/7 folk production out of WKSU in Kent, Ohio. He was here in this library doing some research before he did some of the things that they're doing live from Walton Arts Center this afternoon. I saw him last night. He said, holy cow, who knew Fayetteville, Arkansas had this library? Well, you know who did? David Johnson, who's the executive director. Ladies and gentlemen, David Johnson from the Fayetteville Public Library.
Thank you. Thank you, Kyle.
You've got a lot on tap.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great weekend and a great fall.
Yeah. Let's just talk about the immediate future. What's happening this weekend?
So this weekend, starting this tomorrow morning, we'll have the Woody Guthrie's Live and Legacy and Song discussion hosted by Mark Blue and Adam Cox. That'll be from 10 to 11:30. From 11:30 to 12:30 sort of starts our documentary film sessions, beginning with Roll On Columbia, Woody Guthrie and the Boonville Power Administration. From 12:30 to 2 p.m., we have Feed Fayetteville presents Food Stamped. And from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., we do the Road Less Traveled Highway 71.
And that's so, the Three-Penny Acre?
Three-Penny Acre, yes, yes. So it's going to be a great Saturday, and we're looking forward to seeing everyone here. And then we continue on Sunday with our Independent Musicians Workshop at 1:30. That's from 1:30 to 3 p.m., and then from 3:30 to 5 p.m., we do Fayetteville Sound, hosted by Ozarks Unbound. So
Christopher Spencer will be doing that.
Yeah, a lot of stuff, a lot of things happening.
That's this weekend.
That's just this weekend.
You've got a documentary film series that's going to go all year?
We do, we do. We have, again, a partnership with AETN. They're going to, AETN, KUAF, and the Fayetteville Public Library will be hosting a series called the Community Cinema. We will get a preview copy of one of the documentary films that will be later aired on AETN. We will be able to air the documentary, and then afterwards we'll have a panel discussion. And we'll it will be hosted by or moderated by someone from KUAF. Our first one is September 23rd, and the documentary is called Half the Sky, Turning Oppression into Opportunity for Women Worldwide. And so it's a 60-minute documentary followed by a panel discussion. And we'll have those for about 9 months running. So
always on Sunday afternoons.
Always on Sunday afternoons at our prime time, 2 o'clock.
This weekend, this series, the other things that happen here, how much do they cost?
Oh, free. Everything is free. That's the beauty of your library. Everything is free. So.
All right. Do you have time for three silly questions?
I got, yeah.
Okay. We sometimes do this and put it on the web as an extra. Number one, what was the first book you ever checked out of a library?
It was a Civil War book called Up in the Hills.
How old were you?
I had the single best elementary school librarian named Nell Dean Moore, and she brought a library alive to me. So it was between that and another one called Jack Tales. And so she steered me towards this Civil War collection of books, and I don't know.
Wow.
Well, but yeah, I loved them. So great.
All right. This is a tough one to be asked on the spot. What's a movie that's better than the book?
Better than the book. Oh, wow. Let's see. Huh. there's not a movie better than a
That's a very good answer. If I gave you, last silly question, if I gave you unlimited amount of money and 1 year of time, who would you have on this stage?
Who would I have on this stage? John Prine tonight.
All right. But you can see him tomorrow night.
Yes.
FayLib.org. People
yes,
want to know more.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right, thanks for
thank
your hospitality.
You. Yeah, thank you.
Still on the Hill is here. Yay. Yay.
We're here.
I told Kelly and Donna that it just felt so right to have them here. You feel better when you guys are in the room,
thank
wherever
you.
It is.
It's mutual, kind.
Oh, well, thank you.
It is.
Can we hear a song?
Absolutely. I thought maybe today we'd play something very old and then maybe play something new in a minute.
One of our classics that we've been doing since we met.
And so this is a ballad of Otis and Ossie, some folks that lived in Harrison, Arkansas their whole life.
Written by Jason Harmon and Kelly.
Daddy Otis Hay slaved his life at the mill just to make sure his family could eat.
Miss Ossie, they say she could dance all night. Gave it up for the Lord, preacher man gave her fright.
Together they lived, raised their kids on the land. Put the faith in the word while their hopes slipped like sand. And O.C. where they lived in a shack with an old gray mule where she lived out back. In a barn that once caught fire, they raised their chickens and corn. And when Willie Sue was born, it was hard to fill so many mouths.
Well, O.C. worked with his hands on the earth just to make sure his family could eat. Sneak to the dance for a drink and stay there all night dreaming.
Miss O.C., she'd wait and rely on her faith to keep them from the depths of abandon.
They worked every day in a desperate way that only people living on dreams can. And one day they tell Daddy Otis he fell, left Miss O.C. there a-crying. Kids alone, she would make their home, wishing and praying and dreaming. Miss O.C. one night, she awoke to the sight of her grandmother's ghost by her side. Miss O'Shea, she said, you can't bring back the dead. So why are you laying there crying? Go hop the next train and help ease the pain of your niece living over in Sharpsburg. Your brother is bad and it's making me sad, knowing that he's doing sissy wrong. Well, Otis worked the mill, but he soon had his fill of cutting them forest and lumber. It did drop till his heart it did stop, and one day left his family forever.
So she lives on, but her mind's almost gone. On a good day, she knows her own name.
In a bed, in a room, she lives in the gloom, wondering when the good Lord will take her. They live by the word, but they never had heard of living their life for the moment. Is gone, but its memory lives on in the frail empty shell that is O.C.
Thank you.
Thanks, you know, very much.
Hill. Thank you.
Thank you, guys, as always.
This is Ozarks at Large from the Walker Community Room at Fayetteville Public Library. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Crajeda.
We're going to have one more song from you guys, but first we want to bend your ear for a second.
All right. Okay. We're ready. Bend away.
Well, it makes sense that you guys are a part of the Fayetteville Roots Festival. It seems very appropriate. And I got to see you guys last night at the Garners. What is it like for you to be around so many other musicians? I mean, I saw you guys talking to some people, and I'm never quite sure if you know them from being out on tour or if there's just sort of this kinship that you guys feel as musicians.
It is very strange having a big festival like this in our hometown. It's something we're getting used to because, yeah, we know these people. Most of the people playing at the festival we have played with, we've crossed paths with many times at other festivals or at the Folk Alliance or whatever we're doing. And so here we are, like, waking up in our own house and coming over here and all these people that we know from all over the country.
It's fabulous.
It's kind of like a dream come true, but that's an interesting question because it is a little disconcerting,
you know, but in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. But you know, here we. I kind of wish I was staying up on the mountain tonight. You know.
Oh yeah, we've heard that is some of the greatest music. You know, at 3 a.m. up on Mount Sequoia.
Normally when you're at a festival, you're all stuck together in this big hotel or something, and you end up all jamming in the lobby or whatever. You know, but we'll see what happens. You know.
Now, we heard from Jay Wagner, who was inspired by working outdoors, helped him write. Now, I know the kitchen table for you, right? Tell us about your kitchen table.
Oh, we write a lot of songs at our kitchen table. That's the best place to write.
Especially Donna, like about to the tune of about 2 a week.
No, he's exaggerating.
Maybe 1 a week sometimes. When she's slacking, it's about 1 a week, you know.
What's special at the kitchen table?
It's where it's comfortable. It's where the songs can come out.
That's right. Most any evening, if we're home, she is either there or she's got a little studio and she's in there just working away. This is what she does for joy.
It's my hobby.
It's not something she has to make herself do. It just happens spontaneously, and it's almost continual, and there's never been a lull. We can be in a hotel room, and she'll be chugging away in the bathroom, you know, just, you know. I mean, let me rephrase that.
Well, yeah. See, this is the taped edition, so we can, you know.
Wherever, and what I'm saying is it doesn't matter where she is. You know, some people have to have everything just right. Some people have to wait for the muse to come. Like for me, I usually wait for the muse to come.
Okay.
Rarely do I force it. But Donna, it just constantly happens, and it never stops. It is a lot like Johan. So songwriters like that who are that fluid are rare. There's only a few around.
Now, I know that you're on stage at roughly around 4:30 at Star, so we're going to let you get out of here. And I know a lot of you are ready to go to Walton Arts Center because the music starts at 2, but could you play one more song for us?
Yeah. We'd love to. We have a brand new one we'd like to play.
Brand new.
Excellent.
And this one sometimes is getting us in trouble in some circles, but what the heck.
Right on. People on the run, at least on the radio, you can't run away. I mean, you could turn it off.
Yeah. But don't do that. Don't.
But we hope not. All right, we'll leave you with this thought here.
Too much information, will we reach the point of oversaturation? Could someone please tell me a simple explanation of why I need so much information?
Google this, Twitter that, I need to get a smarter app, I need to get a smarter phone. I don't like the one I own, I got a brand new Kindle so I can read all the latest and the greatest books and magazines. I need to get my internet up to warp speed.
I need. Too much information. I can find anything without a hesitation. If you're not plugged in, you'll die of starvation. At least that's what they tell me at my internet station.
Got it.
a new timeline on my Facebook page so I can chat with my friends all the live long day. If I want to see a picture of Barry Manilow, I just Google it up on my Android phone. I don't want to hear your voice. Text me, please.
I need. Too much information. Everybody's gotta have the latest sensation. I don't understand the crazy fascination of filling up the world with information.
GPS, I'm lost in a fog. If you want to learn about me, read my blog. I can shop till I drop on my iTouch screen. I need.
Too much information. Everybody's got to have a latest sensation. I don't understand this crazy fascination of filling up the world with information.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It's not a folk festival till there's a rap about Barry Manilow. That's a common.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Ellie and Donna, thank you. Still on the Hill. You can catch them a little later.
That's right.
At the Walton Arts Center.
And let's see. We've got a couple more CDs to give
we
away
do.
Before we close things out.
Two more CDs.
All right. Timothy Dennis, come make somebody happy. Our newest
employee
at KUAF. Who's been invaluable so far? Who?
Who do we have?
Paul Westbrook from Tahlequah, Oklahoma,
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen. Dell and Dog, hardcore bluegrass.
Excellent.
You got the Folk Alley t-shirt on?
Right.
All right.
He's ready for this. And then we have one more John
one
Prime
more.
CD.
John Prime.
Katie, you want to come pick a winner?
Of note, every Monday through Friday at 11 and Sunday Symphonies, Sunday nights at 7. Who won the John Prime?
Oh. Pick a different one.
Okay. That's Katie's way of trying to take it home.
Cindy Harvey?
Cindy, you still here?
No?
Nope. She stepped out.
Okay. Well,
okay, we're going to decide.
We have her email.
Okay.
So
okay.
we can get a hold of her.
Yeah,
Are we
there
good
you
at
go.
That?
You can take it to her? All right.
Excellent. Here, will you pass that
Thank
back
you
to
very
me?
Much.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Wow. This has been a great afternoon.
Yes.
Thank you all for being here.
A couple more reminders. We want to thank Still on the Hill for chatting with us and playing for us. And Jay Wagner, if you're still around, thank you as well.
Yes. David Johnson from the Fayetteville Public Library, thanks for your hospitality and coming on. Thanks again to Timothy Dennis for helping us out with the mechanics, Pete Hartman and Doyle Garner back at the station. Kelly Mulholland for the thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, Kelly, very much.
Christina Thomas, Katie Hendrickson, thank you for co-hosting.
A listener-supported service of the Department of Journalism and Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas. This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith, Cane Hill.
Ozarks at Large, a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Thank you, everybody. Have fun at the festival.